evening, everyone. I've chosen this text for our meditation this evening as I was thinking about how we can perhaps encourage one another in this act of renewing our strength in the Lord. And so let me just read this for us. It's a very short passage of scripture from Paul's second letter to Timothy. And in this, Paul talks about a few people, but in these three verses, he's just talking about one man, Onesiphorus. He says, "The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy in the day of that, find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well." You know, as we continue to have these conversations about renewing our strength in the Lord, we've spoken about how renewal comes to those who place their hope in Christ, those who look forward to his return to reign on the earth. We know that renewal of strength comes to those who wait upon the Lord, to those who are actively living out their lives in obedience to his commandments, those who are worshipping him, seeking to please him, to have fellowship with him, those who are laboring, grow his kingdom, laboring in his harvest fields, and all those who give him glory in all things. Look, God certainly does renew our strength through our drawing close to him, the reading of his word, prayer. And we are refreshed every time we read his word and we pray by reminders of his faithfulness, by reminders of fulfilled promises. And as we pray, as we read his word, God turns our minds towards him so that our will and our prayers are aligned to his. And as we meditate on his word, we also remind of his goodness towards us, the blessings we so freely receive, so that we can then sing that hymn, "Count your blessings, name them one by one." This only comes when we look back and we think about, we meditate upon God's word and see how good he is to us undeserving sinners. This evening, though, I'd like to take the opportunity to reflect upon one of the blessings that God gives us, one of the ways in which he renews our strength, and that is friends who refresh us. Friends who refresh us. You know, 2 Timothy is Paul's final written epistle, the one that we have written that as a record. It was written during his second imprisonment in Rome, and this time he was at the end of his ministry. He knew that it was very possible that he was going to be executed this time. And in this letter, he names quite a few individuals. If you've read 2 Timothy before, you know he names a lot of people there. Those like Titus, Mark, Luke, Priscilla, Aquila. These are the more well-known ones. We hear of them in other parts of the New Testament. They are mentioned quite a few times. Two characters in 2 Timothy are, we frequently quote as examples of those who cause us grief. There's Alexander the coppersmith, who Paul says did me much evil. And there's Demas, who had forsaken the Apostle Paul, having loved this present world. But one of the lesser known individuals that Paul writes about is Onesiphorus. And he's only mentioned here in 2 Timothy 1, and again in 2 Timothy 4:19. That's all we know about. I think that's enough for meditation. See, Paul is grateful to Onesiphorus because he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. Onesiphorus was an Ephesian Christian who visited Paul in Rome. I wonder what he did for Paul to have been remembered as one who refreshed. But maybe the word will help us. The word refresh is used to describe cooling off, recovery from the effects of heat, to recover one's breath, to be revived. You know, I think some of us can identify with this sort of refreshment, you know, in a physical sense. A cold drink at the end of a hot outdoor hike, the drink station on the route of a marathon, the blast of a fan or air conditioner or a hot day. You know, we all feel much relief from the symptoms of fatigue, weariness, and dehydration that the heat brings. See, in this same letter to Timothy, Paul describes his life as a fight and a race. He says in 2 Timothy 4:6, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course or my race. I have kept the faith. Whether it is a boxing match or marathon, those who participate, they're hot, thirsty in the course of the fight or the race. And we are glad for a pause where we can cool down and have a drink. We all seen those scenes of the marathon runners reaching out to grab the isotonic drink as they run past the drink station, or the boxer who sits in the corner and then they squirt water into his mouth to cool him down. And we know from the accounts of Paul that he worked really hard to preach the gospel, to teach, correct, strengthen the churches, to fight off the enemies of Christ both inside and outside the church. You can imagine his state of mind also, the physical, mental, emotional fatigue from all that labor, and now in prison, sadness, loneliness, uncertainty, maybe even some fear as he anticipated his eventual end. 2 Timothy 4:6 tells us of his anticipation. He says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." And so the coming of a friend like Onesiphorus to offer brotherly love, comfort, maybe even physical sustenance. You know, prisoners in that time would often be required to provide their own food. So a friend like Onesiphorus would certainly be like a breath of fresh air, a cup of cold water on a hot, dry journey. And isn't that what we so often need? When we are feeling exhausted, stressed, frustrated, sad, lonely, fearful, what a joy it is when someone comes along to say, "Let me give you a hand. How can I help? I've been praying for you. Let me buy you a meal. Let me buy you a coffee." Whether the one who comes with these gracious words and deeds can actually do anything to change the outcome, well, you know, it's the encouragement, the friendship, and the solidarity that lifts the spirits, that refreshes and renews us to face the difficulties. In just like Onesiphorus, he had no power to free Paul from prison or to stop an execution, but he was there to encourage. A friend who brings such refreshment is precious indeed. And as I look back, I can certainly identify those who have refreshed me along life's journey by coming alongside with encouragement. Those who sought me out to say, you look like you're burdened with many things. Come, let's have a cup of coffee and share your burdens. You know, sometimes even good feedback and wise counsel has been a source of refreshment for me. The world, our church, is in need of more people like Onesiphorus, those who make the effort to bring refreshment to others. It requires love and generosity. Paul writes, in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, telling us that even before his imprisonment, Onesiphorus, and probably his household as well, had already been helpful and encouraging friends and partners in the ministry. And Paul notes that Onesiphorus had to make the effort to seek him out at Rome. And courage is also required, you know, particularly when helping it is unpopular. And Paul says, Onesiphorus was not ashamed of my chain, meaning that he was brave enough to be associated with Paul the prisoner, the condemned. For such individuals who give without expecting return of the favor, we, like Paul, ought to pray for the blessing of the Lord to be upon them. That though we may not be able to repay the kindness, and you know, those like who are like Onesiphorus, they don't really expect repayment, but we want to wish them the blessing of the Lord. And the greatest blessing of that is what Paul wishes for Onesiphorus here, which is at the day of the Lord, when Christ comes again to judge the world, these lovely people may find his favor. Not that their salvation is in any doubt. For these acts of refreshment, they are signs of one who is already redeemed by Christ. But instead, as Christ promised, he would consider kindness shown to the least of his brethren as being done to him. That those who offer a refreshing cup of cold water to a fellow disciple will not lose their reward. Have you been the recipient of such refreshment? Thank God for those who have given it and pray for God to reward them. Can you, can I, can we be bringers of such refreshment? Pray that God will give you the grace to refresh others, the eyes to see those in need, the strength to help them, right words to say, and the right deeds to do. And may we all be instruments by which God provides the renewal of strength that he has promised. Let's pray. Father, Father, we thank you for friends like Onesiphorus and his household, those who, unannounced, unheralded, help, sustain, encourage others by their love, their solidarity, their generosity. Oh Lord, we pray for those who have been good friends like these, good fellow laborers. We ask, oh Lord, that you will bless them richly, that they will see the fruit of their service, the joy of their master, your pleasure on them. So, Lord, we pray that we will also learn to be like them, that however busy we might be, Lord, help us to find that moment, that opportunity, that time, make that effort to help another who needs it. That we may, as a community of believers, O Lord, we may be like Onesiphorus, always ready to refresh another. For, O Lord, certainly this is how you will provide, one of the ways which you will provide renewal for those who are weary. Help us, O Lord, that we will think of others more than we think of ourselves. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.